podnjele materijalne želje, predaju se polubogovima i u skladu sa svojom prirodom slijede određena pravila i propise. Obožavanje. Smisao. Oni koji su oslobođeni sve materijalne zagađenosti, predaju se svevišnjom gospodinu i predano služe gospodinu. Sve dok se potpuno ne pročiste od materijalne zagađenosti, imaju prirodu abarta. Ali čak ni oni koji uzmu utočište svevišnjeg gospodina, mada imaju materijalne želje, ne osjećaju veliku privlažnost prema materijalnoj prirodi. Pošto su prišli pravom cilju, ubrzo se oslobađaju sve materijalne požude. U Šrimad Bhagavatamu je preporučeno da se u svakom slučaju predamo Vasudevi i obožavamo ga. Bez obzira da li smo čisti bhakta, oslobođen svih materijalnih želja, ili smo puni materijalnih želja, ili se želimo osloboditi materijalne zagađenosti. U Bhagavatamu, drugo pjevanje, treće poglavlje, stih 10 je rečeno. Akam sarva kamava mokša kama udarati, tibrena bhakti yogina jeđeta purušan param. Manje inteligentni ljudi, koji su izgubili svoju duhovnu razboritost, uzimaju utočište polubogova da bi odmah ostvarili materijalne želje. Takvi ljudi obično ne prilaze svešnjoj božanskoj osobi, jer su pod utjecajem nižih guna prirode, neznanja i strasti. Zato obožavaju razne polubogove i sljedeći pravilni propis obožavanja postaju zadovoljni. Obožavaoci polubogova su motivisani beznačajnim željama i ne znaju kako dostići vrhovni cilj, ali bhakta svešnjeg gospodina nije zaveden. Pošto u vedskoj literaturi postoje preporuke za obožavanje raznih bogova u različite svrhe. Naprimjer, bolestan čovjek se preporučuje da obožava sunce. Oni koji nisu gospodinove bhakte misle da su za dobijanje određenih rezultata polubogovi bolji od svešnjeg gospodina. Da čisti bhakta zna da je svešnji gospodin Krišna gospodar svih živih bića. Čitam Čaritamriti, Adinila, peto poglavlje, stih 152 je rečeno. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sava Pritya. Sama je svevišnja božanska ličnost Krishna gospodar. Svi ostali su sluge. Stoga, čisti bhakta nikada ne prilazi polubogovima da bi zadovoljio svoje materijalne potrebe. On ovisi od svevišnjeg gospodina. Svi čisti bhakta su zadovoljni sa svime što im gospodin da.
Tamau Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyadi Shatadine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Kamayistayistay sritagyana prabhatyante nyadevata Kantan niyamana saraya prakritya niyathastaya. Translation. Those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires surrender to demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures.
Oni čiji su inteligencije ostale materijalne želje, predaju se polubogovima i u skladu sa svojom prirodom slijede određena pravila i propise obožavanja.
Yes. Vida Čanda, have you noticed that sometimes the sound is there and sometimes not?
Yes, I do. Something is wrong.
Yeah. Move that in a certain way so that it's connected. There's a certain way, but when you hold it a certain way, move this in a certain way, yes, like you. No, it will only work if you keep that in the same position now, not to take another position. In this verse, we hear of people who are very similar to us. They only come from a different culture. What is the similarity? They have desires. Does it sound familiar to you? In material life, we worship, no, in order to fulfill our desires, we have a very complex arrangement of material machinery.
U materijalnom svijetu, da bismo ispunili svoje želje, mi posjedujemo jako kompleksnu materijalnu mašineriju.
In the ancient times there was similar complex machinery to fulfill desires, but they were rituals, ceremonies, mantras, yantras, tantras, everything.
U prošlom vremenu također su postavili te složene mašinerije za ostvarenje želja, ali one su bili izraženi u vidu rituala, ceremonija, mantri, yantri, tantri i drugih stvari.
Yes, drugi stvari. The goal was the same.
Ali cilj je bio isti.
To satisfy my desires as much as possible.
Da zadovolje svoje želje što je moguće više.
Krishna explains us in the Bhagavad Gita that this philosophy or attempt has an inherent mistake.
Krishna nam objašnjava u Bhagavad Gita da ova filozofija ima jednu prirođenu pogrešku u sebi.
That is, you cannot fulfill desires.
A to je da želje ne možete ispuniti.
The fire of desire becomes stronger and stronger the more you give benzene on it.
Vatra želje postaje sve snažnija i snažnija što god je više dajete, doljevate benzin.
Now, in this chapter of the in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains to us that even if one is full with material desires, he should still worship Krishna.
U komentaru na ovaj stih Prabhupada nam objašnjava da čak i ukoliko je osoba puna materijalnih želja, još uvijek treba obožavati Krishnu.
I would encourage you to reflect a little bit about this. First of all, let us reflect a little bit about the nature of desires. Desire means you want something which, for your satisfaction, which you do not have at the present moment.
Željeti nešto znači zahtijevati nešto za svoje vlastito zadovoljstvo što u sadašnjem trenutku ne posjedujete.
That's a very simple definition.
I to je jedna jako jednostavna definicija.
Now, this desire to have something, or this wish to have something, begins to control your mind and activities.
I ova želja da nešto posjedujete počinje kontrolirati vaš um i djelatnosti.
Someone who has a strong desire is almost kept by a strong invisible chain.
Osoba koja posjeduje jaku želju praktički je svezana s jednim snažnim i nevidljivim lancem.
This is known to materialistic people also. If you can incite someone's desire in a certain way, he will always have a limited radius of activities.
To je materialistima također poznato. Ako provodite nečiju želju, on će uvijek imati jako ograničeni radius djelatnosti.
It's like a cow which you have a string around the neck and you put the pole in the ground, then she will be only able to grace, it's called, in a radius which is determined by the string.
Ako se špagom vežete kravu na štab, onda će ona biti u stanju da se kreće samo u radijusu dužine te špage.
She can't go any further.
Ne može ići dalje.
This is when you have a desire.
To je isto kao kad imate želju.
You desire to make money, for instance.
Na primjer, želite steći novce.
That means you have to go to work.
To znači da treba naći posao.
You can't go any further than the time allows you, which you have to spend on that work.
I ne možete preprašiti vrijeme koje vam je neophodno da biste taj posao bavili.
When Raghunath Goswami, to give you an example, we want to quote Raghunath Goswami's parents.
Да нам дал пример, ти оби цитирате родители Рагнана Госвамия.
They understood that their son was very interested in spiritual life.
Они се схватили да негов син изрето заинтересиран за духовни живот.
So therefore, they married him to a very beautiful wife who looked more beautiful than the wife of King Indra.
Стога, оженили су ја за јако прекрасну жену, која била лепша од жене краља Индре.
And the idea was, now we are, our son is married to this wife, he is chained by the invisible chain of material desires.
Сада, и они се онда размишали, сада када је наш син оженен за ту Господу, он је везан невидливим ланцима материалних желја.
And he will not go to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement.
И неће ће приключити се покрету Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
There are many types of desires which chain us. Some of them conscious, others subconscious. And they determine how far you can get in your life. Each one of you is a product of his or her desires. The body which you have,
тело кое поседувате,
with the eyes which you have,
очи кои имате,
the ears,
уши,
is a perfect result of your material desires.
Сè тоа савршен резултат од вашите материјални желби.
Yes, you don't have this body and mind by chance.
Не сте добили ово тело и ум случајно.
And you are bound by this result.
И везани сте тим резултатом.
Yes. Now, in the scripture, therefore, in many spiritual traditions, the first and foremost point is to become free from desire.
Зато у многу духовни традиции прва и најбитнија поанта е ослободите се материјални желја.
Material desires.
Материјални желја.
Because one understands that they bind one.
Зато што особа схвата да га оне везују.
I want to give you an example from Zen Buddhism.
Желим да ти пример из Zen Buddhism.
Philosophy which spreads.
The philosophy on Prabhupada.
Once there was a man. He was chased by a tiger. Ran until finally he fell over a down into an abyss. Fortunately, he could grab a tree when he was falling. And in this way, he was hanging on the tree. The tiger came on the edge of the abyss. When he looked down, if he could escape downwards, by going downwards, he saw the wife of the tiger. So he was hanging there. Help me!
How was it then?
At this moment, he saw a red strawberry growing from the abyss.
У том тренутку, у той провали, видео едно црвено ягоду.
He somehow came over and picked the strawberry and ate it.
На некој начин је засегал и убрал и појао.
Then he thought, oh, taste so much life is може.
И да мисля, о, има такой добар укус, живот је може.
This is how desire binds us. The tiger represents death.
Тигр представлява смрт.
And the other tiger represents your karma.
А други тигр представлява вашу карму.
And the man represents you.
Човек представлява вас.
And the strawberry represents your desires for sense enjoyment.
А ягода представлява ваше желје за материјално уживање.
The materialists who are surrounding themselves with material desire think, even in the face of the two tigers, death and karma, life's motion.
Материјалисти кои се окружени материјалним желјама čak i kad se nalaze lice u lice sa dva neprijatelja, dva tigra koji predstavljaju smrt i karmu, još uvijek smatraju da je život u redu.
And they never think to change the situation.
I nikad ne razmišljaju o promjeni svoje situacije.
So in the scriptures it is said these desires are like chains.
I u pisima se kaže da su ove želje poput lanaca.
Chains in the consciousness.
A lanci u svjesnosti.
Now, it is very interesting to note what remedy the scriptures give us.
Jako je zanimljivo čuti kakav nam lijek preporučuju spisi.
They say even if you are full of material desires,
oni kaže čak da biste puni materialnih želja,
you can still worship Krishna.
Još uvijek možete obožavati Krishnu.
And become free of these desires.
I oslobodite se tih želja.
The word is that, but your service must be tivrena, like a strong stream.
Ali, kaže se da vaša služba treba biti tivrena, poput snažnog toka.
And if you have this strong stream of devotional service, you will become free from material desires.
I ako posjedite tu snažnu struju predno služenja, onda ćete postati slobodni od materialnih želja.
There is a very nice series of texts which I want to read to you. It's in the 22nd chapter of Madhya Lila, text number 38.
Postoji jedna zanimljiva serija stihova koju bih vam želio pročitati. To je Madhya Lila čitanja Čaritamrita, 22. poglavlje, stih 38.
Krishna kohe. Krishna kaže, I think you say. In Bengali you say Krishna kohe.
Oh, Krishna.
Krishna kaže. Almost the same. See, you have a very almost spiritual language. Sometimes. Krishna says,
Krishna kaže,
now he describes the ordinary devotee.
Sad on opisuje jedno obično, normalno
bhakti. If one engages in my transcendental loving service, but at the same time wants the opulence of material enjoyment, he is very, very foolish.
Ako me neko transcendentalno služi s drugom ljubom, ali istovremeno želi obilje materijalnog uživanja, veoma je budalo.
Indeed, he is just like a person who gives up ambrosia to drink poison.
Zaista, on je poput osobe koja stavlja nektar da bi bila otrovna.
Since I am very intelligent, Krishna kaže, why should I give this fool material prosperity?
Pošto sam ja veoma inteligentan, zašto bi toj budali dao materijalno blagostanje?
Instead, I shall induce him to take the nectar of the shelter of my lotus feet and make him forget material illusory enjoyment.
Umjesto toga, navešću ga da prihvati nektar utočišta mojih lotusovih stopala i zaboravi iluzorno materijalno uživanje.
Whenever Krishna is requested to fulfill one's desire, he undoubtedly does so, but he does not award anything which after being enjoyed will cause someone to petition him again and again to fulfill further desires.
Kada neko zamoli Krishna da ispuni njegovu želju, Krishna je ispunjava, ali mu neko daruje ono što će ga nakon uživanja u tome navesti da ga iznova i iznova moli da mu ispuni nove želje.
When one has other desires but engages in the Lord's service, Krishna forcibly gives one shelter at his lotus feet, where one will forget all other desires.
Kada neko služi gospodina, ali želi nešto drugo, Krishna mu na silu daje utočište svojih lotusovih stopala, u kojima zaboravlja sve druge želje.
In other words, even if you are not totally qualified spiritually and still have so many chains of desires, just worship Krishna.
Drugim rječima, čekaj mi niste potpuno duhovno kvalificirani i okolite se sa puno lanaca materijalnih želja, nastavite služiti Krishna.
You may want to still have a university education.
Možda još uvijek želite da imate univerzitetsko obrazovanje.
Or you may want to have your own apartment.
Vi možete želiti da imate svoj vlastni stan.
You may want children.
Želite možda djecu.
You may want so many things, travel all over the world.
Možete želite tako puno stvari da putujete po cijelom svijetu.
Just worship Krishna.
Jednostavno obožavajte Krishna.
He will fulfill your desires.
On će ispuniti vaše želje.
But in a way that you won't, you know, have that effect of material life where you get one desire fulfilled, but again the next one is there and even stronger.
Ali tako ispunjenje neće imati efekt kao u materijalnom svijetu, Kada ispunite jednu želju i već je odmah tu prisutna druga i to je još snažnije.
Remember in the Bhagavad Gita Krishna said that you cannot fulfill desires because you want again and you want more.
Sjetite se u Bhagavad Gita Krishna kaže da ne možete ispuniti materijalne želje jer ponovo želite i želite još više.
The Krishna in spiritual life however Krishna fulfills desires in a way that you do not want anything more.
U duhovnom životu, međutim, Krishna ispunjava želje na takav način da više ništa drugo ne želite.
The prime example of this is Dhruva Maharaj, who wanted a kingdom greater than the kingdom of his father.
Jedan jako dobar primjer ovoga je Dhruva Maharaj, koji je želio kraljestvo veće od kraljestva njegovog oca.
Now the usual cause of activity is, if Dhruva Maharaj would have gotten such a kingdom, the next thing is, he would have wanted the whole universe.
Normalni tek djelatnosti je da Dhruva Maharaj dobije tako kraljestvo, onda sljedeća stvar je bilo da je poželio cijeli univerzum.
Yes. Because material desires cannot be fulfilled.
Jer materialne želje se ne mogu zadovoljiti.
But Dhruva Maharaj worshipped Krishna.
A Dhruva Maharaj obožava Krishnu.
And Krishna gave him a kingdom.
I Krishna mu je dao kraljestvo.
But when he got it, he didn't even want it.
Ali kada ga je dobio, on ga više nije ni želio.
He said, in text 42, O my Lord, because I was seeking an opulent material position, I was performing severe types of penance and austerities. Now I have gotten you who are very difficult for the great demigods, saintly persons and kings to attain.
O gospodine moj, vršio sam oštre strogosti i pokore, da bih stekao visoki materialni položaj. Sada sam dobio tebe, koga teško mogu dostići čak i veliki polubogovi, svete osobe i kraljevi.
I was searching after a piece of glass.
Tragao sam za komadićem stakla.
But instead I have found a most valuable jewel.
Ali umjesto toga našao sam najvrijedniji dragulj.
Therefore I am so satisfied that I do not wish to ask any benediction from you.
Zato sam toliko zadovoljan da ne želim da tražim nikakav blagoslov od tebe.
When you finally get Krishna,
kada konačno dobijete Krishnu,
all of your other desires will stop.
Sve vaše druge želje će prestati.
And you will be extremely satisfied.
I bit ćete izuzetno zadovoljni.
And not desire more.
I nećete željeti sve više i više i više.
Yes. We somehow must engage ourselves in the devotional service of Krishna. Then Krishna will take care of all our different desires. And he might give us what we want. But then we won't be inconvenienced by more and more desires, by the fire of desire.
Ali onda nećemo biti stavljeni na priliku od strane još više i više želje. Ili od strane vatre želje.
Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. I am very convinced of this point.
Ja sam čvrsto ubeđen u ovom momentu.
It's my own experience.
To je moje vlastno iskustvo.
When I joined Krishna consciousness, I wanted to see the world very much.
Kada sam se pridružio svjesnosti Krishne, jako sam želio da vidim svijet.
Travel and travel and travel.
Putujem i putujem i putujem.
And Krishna has fulfilled that desire.
I Krishna je ispunio tu želju.
I even was in Macedonia.
Bio sam živio u Makedoniji.
In India. Afghanistan. Everywhere.
Svugdje.
But now I'm free from this desire to see the world. I feel I could just sit at one place and be totally happy and just reading and chanting. I sometimes do it. That's the time when you phone to Germany and ask where Sachidananda Swami, no one knows.
Это назовите немножко, видите, где здесь мы с вами, а не понятно.
But if you independently try to fulfill all these many, many desires, first of all, you can't become satisfied. Second of all, you create so much karma in the process. You know, when the tree of your body finally falls to the ground, it has created so many seeds, which will give rise to so many other trees. In the same way, if you live a life where you fulfill material desires, you will create many seeds of karmic reactions, which need many, many bodies to be fulfilled. Like the tree who falls down, but has so many seeds that so many more trees come. So just take your mind. Take your body. Take your existence. And start worship Krishna. He will fulfill your desires.
Он же исполнит ваши желания.
But in a way that you will be satisfied.
А на той начин, то есть это будете задовольны.
Otherwise, it's very dangerous to satisfy material desires.
Иначе задовольнять материальные желания ярко опасно.
And you are never free.
И никогда не свободны.
Always bound.
Увязан.
What do you think, Milivoj? Interesting theory, huh? I'm not saying Milivoj is not the only one who has material desires. Most probably he has no material desires. Milivoj is not the only one who has material desires. We are all in the same boat. So do you have any questions, Dragi Bhaktas and Bhakti teens?
Dragi Bhakti, Bhakti, and Dali Mata and Kapitan.
Kapitan, yeah.
How does one surrender to a spiritual master? That person fully reveals his mind to spiritual master and tells all the speculations which are going in there, although it might be foolish.
How does one surrender, or how does one approach or deal with the spiritual master? Yeah, well, maybe you can ask him next, because the question was...
How does he approach or deal?
Yeah.
Dali,
approach and deal, or surrender?
Da li kako se predaje duhovnom učitelju, ili kako prilazi ili se obhodi prema duhovnom učitelju?
See, to surrender just means to do what he wants.
Predati se znači učiniti ono što on želi.
Should
we also reveal everything which is in our mind, including all the speculations which are not so, maybe so pleasant?
See, there is a... I understand. We take the spiritual master to ask him relevant questions. To get help in our spiritual advancement. If we do not have any questions to our spiritual master, this is not such an active relationship then. Now there is an art to put questions. It's really, the art means you can bring your doubts or the difficulties which you have into your consciousness, and then, you know, express them, in other words, become clear, and then ask the question to obtain help to solve them.
To znači da trebamo svoje probleme ili sumnje dovesti u svoju svjesnost, razmotriti i onda postaviti pitanje na taj način da te probleme možemo riješiti.
In other words, you have to learn to come to the essence.
Drugim rečima, moraš učiti da dođe do suštine.
If you just offer the mental speculations,
ako jednostavno ponudiš mentalne spekulacije,
you will find it's, that's not really the point.
Shvatit ćeš da to nije zapravo prava poanta.
I want to give you an example.
Želim ti dati primjer.
If I ask, for instance, Prabhupada, or if I would ask, let us say, someone would ask a devotee, oh, I've heard the moon is further away from, what was it, from the sun. It is further away from the earth than the sun.
Is that Muslim? Samo da neka osoba pita određenog baktu. Čuo sam da je mjesec udaljeniji od zemlje nego što je sunce.
Can you please explain this?
Možeš li možete to objasniti?
So what is... Let us now find out what is behind this question.
Pokušajmo samo da otkriti što se nalazi iza tog pitanja.
Behind this question is that here is someone who has heard from the Vedic scriptures, but the science explains it in a different way, and he is in a dilemma, or she is in a dilemma.
Že pozivno je sljedeća. Ova osoba je čula informaciju iz vedske književnosti, ali znanost objašnjava drugačije. Tako da se ta osoba nalazi u dilemi.
The point is really not so much if the moon is further away from the earth than the sun, because how does this doesn't reflect in practical life.
Nije zapravo poanta u tome koliko je dalje mjesec udaljeniji od zemlje nego što je sunce, jer to zapravo nema nikakvu praktičnu primjenu u životu.
For your spiritual life you couldn't care less what is closer or farther away.
Što se tiče tvojeg duhovnog života, ti ti najmanje ne moraš brinuti što je bliže ili dalje.
Main thing is that the sun is shining and you can see and the moon is shining and you know, the agriculture gets the light of that moon.
Najbitnije stvar je da sunce sija, tako da možeš vidjeti, i da mjesec također sija, tako da agrikultura dobija te zrake.
But this question becomes interesting for you because you will have to see in whom to place the faith in the modern science who describes the universe differently than the Vedic scriptures, or in the Vedic scriptures who describe the universe differently than modern science.
A to pitanje postoje zanimljivo za tebe, jer razmišljaš kome da pokloniš vjeru, da li vjerskim spisima koji opisuju univerzum drugačije nego što to radi suvremena znanost, ili znanosti koje opisuju univerzum drugačije nego veda.
That's the real question behind the question.
To je pravo pitanje iza pitanja.
Do you understand what I want to say?
Da li shvaćaš?
Good. So we should learn to put the spiritual master the real questions.
Dakle, trebamo naučiti da duhovnom učitelju postavimo pravo pitanje.
In this case, I would say it's a modern science describes the universe in one way and the Vedas describe it in another way. How can I believe the Vedic scriptures? Because of modern science, they work through reliable, objective measurements.
U tom slučaju, pitanje bi glasilo, Vede opisuju univerzu na jedan način, a suvremena znanost na drugačiji način i temelji se njihovo opisivanje univerzuma na instrumentima i na
reliable objectives, na objektiv.
Na objektivna mjerila. Onda, kako mogu vjerovati vedama?
See, that's a real doubt that has to be cleared. Because say the Vedas say something nonsensical about the universe. How can you trust them in the most important questions then, how you should lead your life? So we will not deal with this now. I mean, we can if you want, but I just took this as an example to say that you have to know the art to put questions. It's not necessary to put all the mental speculations before your spiritual masters.
Sada nećemo naravno o tome diskutirati ako bismo mogli, ali poanta je da je to u stvari da naučimo da umjetnost kako da postavimo pitanje duhovnom učitelju. Ne trebamo sve mentalne spekulacije da samo predstaviti.
Most of us always talk in codes. Codes.
Većina nas govori uvijek u šiframa.
Šiframan, yes, šifram. We should learn to decipher ourselves.
Trebamo naučiti da se dešifriramo.
Dešifrira, yes, dešifrira. Is that a Yugoslavian word? Actually, did you invent it? Could you understand dešifrira? I will give you anyways, I almost said something very interesting. It's all right. Any other question? Is this all right? You understand? Good. Ananga Manjari.
I have one question.
We have to go.
I'll be very glad if it may come now, because yes. It's very late and I'm afraid a little bit that actually the policemen, they have some problems with our permission for hours. I mean,
I understand. They insist that we start on 9 and end at a specific time.
Yes.
Okay, we have to go to the forum. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gaurita ki jai, Om Premanand ki jai,
Sajan Maharaj ki jai.